Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1043. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and if you're in the States, a very happy pre-4th of July, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I have a question about cortisol and body fat as it relates to decaf coffee. I have an idea in my head, but have no idea what the research shows. I often hear that cortisol that is activated by stress can result in extra pounds, particularly in the form of belly fat. I'm wondering then if it would be a logical conclusion to draw that if a person works to decrease their activation of cortisol, specifically by switching from regular to decaf coffee, that one's extra body fat might decrease. Since cortisol puts it on, wouldn't all the ways in which one can decrease cortisol take it off?
Thank you so much for your question, Claire. Listeners seem to really like my comments and Q&As about caffeine. I've been receiving some fantastic follow-up questions based on these comments, and yours is particularly interesting. Your thought process connecting the potential effects caffeine may have on belly fat actually makes a lot of sense. But only if it were that simple. The effects of caffeine, particularly when it's consumed in the form of plain coffee and tea, you know, no sugar or cream added, may actually help reduce belly fat. I'll explain. For the longest time, caffeine got a bad rap in the media. This was because we learned that when we consume caffeinated products, the body experiences a slight stress response. Think about when you're stressed. How does your body react to this stress? Your heart beats faster, your blood pressure goes up, your breathing rate increases, and so on. Ideally, we don't want to put our bodies through this regularly. So forcing the heart to beat faster and having our blood pressure rise simply because we drank a cup of Joe in the morning doesn't sound like the best thing for our health, right? Now, the reason the body responds to caffeine in this way is because when we consume caffeinated products, the body responds by releasing some hormones. And like you mentioned, Claire, one of the hormones that gets released in response to consuming caffeine is cortisol. Cortisol is not something we want floating around in our bloodstream for too long. A little bit of cortisol is fine, but too much of this hormone can lead to some not so good side effects. Researchers have discovered that too much cortisol in the bloodstream can lead to more plaque in the arteries, which can then lead to a heart attack or stroke. Too much cortisol can decrease the body's ability to fight infections. And as you mentioned, Claire, too much cortisol can lead to more fat storage around the abdomen, or put more simply, long-term exposure to cortisol can lead to more belly fat. So, Claire, this is why your concern about consuming caffeine and it potentially increasing belly fat is logical. If we regularly consume caffeine, then we are potentially dumping more cortisol into the blood and increasing our risk of storing fat as belly fat. And if we were to consume decaf, wouldn't we then release less cortisol into the bloodstream, reducing our chances of having more fat around the abdomen? Again, this is very logical, but it isn't the reality. And here's why. When we consume black coffee or plain tea, for example, we do get a slight bump in cortisol, but it's very slight. We find that our heart rate and blood pressure also go up when we consume caffeine, but this also is very minor in most people and very brief. If we were to compare our stress response to the body's response after consuming caffeine, we would find that when we're stressed, there are these other nasty things that happen to the body besides just the release of cortisol. The arteries become more stiff, for example, which makes it even more likely for plaque to form in them. When we're under chronic stress, you know, stress that lasts for weeks and months and years, we are constantly dumping more cortisol into the bloodstream. This long-term exposure to cortisol is what seems to do the most damage. This is what contributes to more belly fat. So those slight bumps in cortisol we experience when we consume caffeine don't seem to be the issue. Even if we consumed 3 to 4 cups of coffee or tea each day, this doesn't seem to produce enough cortisol to lead to negative health effects in most people, including more belly fat. Even the increased heart rate and blood pressure we might experience when consuming caffeine is so minor and quickly goes away, so these effects don't seem to be harmful in most people. Now instead, caffeine may reduce our risk for developing belly fat, as well as reducing our risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, certain cancers, and even Parkinson's disease. Now here's why 3 to 4 cups of coffee or tea each day, consumed plain, again, no added sugar or cream, might reduce belly fat. Researchers have found that caffeine increases the body's ability to release fat from our fat cells. In fact, it works along with some of the stress hormones that get released to specifically increase the amount of fat released from our cells. Now, just because fat gets released from our fat cells doesn't automatically mean it's now banished from the body forever. Instead, we have to find a way to use that fat in the bloodstream for energy. Then we can banish that fat for good. So, how do we use that fat for energy? Get moving. So an hour or so after having that cup of plain caffeinated coffee or tea, go for a walk, or go for a swim, or a bike ride, or a jog, or a row. These activities will make it more likely that you burn that fat in your bloodstream for energy. Unfortunately, weightlifting or resistance training may not have the same fat burning effect as cardio would. Now, I have to mention, while this sounds amazing, consuming caffeinated products isn't right for everyone, and it's not a miracle cure for getting rid of belly fat, as I've just explained. Now, those with pre-existing conditions will want to speak to their doctors first. For example, those with stomach ulcers, or those with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, or ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease, can be particularly sensitive to caffeine. Women that are pregnant will want to speak to their doctor as well. Same goes for those with a history of heart attack, stroke, or high blood pressure. This is because caffeine can interact with some of those medications. If you're not sure if caffeine is safe for you, it's always a good idea to ask your healthcare provider first. And to just say again, the reason caffeine is not a miracle cure for getting rid of belly fat is because you still need to move in order to get your body to burn that fat. But if you're given the okay to consume caffeine and choose to do so, then enjoy. And don't forget to get moving an hour or so after your cup of joe to really maximize caffeine's benefits. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a big thank you for the question, Claire. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. You can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. or you can send it in via audio, just like Claire did. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that does it for the Friday pre-4th of July episode. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. Don't forget, we'll be back Saturday and Sunday because we're now coming to you 7 days a week. So I'll see you here tomorrow on the 4th of July, where your optimal life awaits.